We're being joined right now by a great friend of JerryPark.com and a good personal friend of mine as well, the TNA heavyweight champion of the world, Kurt Angle. And Kurt, it's so great to have you back on the site and to talk to you a bit about your career today, because I mean, you've been showing up everywhere on Inside MMA, on HGNet Fights. Your name keeps popping up on all different types of news items, but it's really great to talk to you again.
Oh, thanks, man. It's great to talk to you. I enjoy being on your show and enjoy some of the topics you like to discuss. I think it helps wrestling a lot.
What was the experience like on Inside MMA? I mean, to be honest, you know, we've spoken on many occasions about the sport of mixed martial arts, but I think you hit a home run. I mean, bringing out stats and analysis on some known fighters, but also unknown fighters. I thought you did a great job.
You know what? I'm a fan of it. So, you know, I watch it. I've always dreamed of doing it one day. And, you know, unfortunately, when I was primed and ready to do it, there was no money in it. And it was kind of, it was at the bottom of the food chain. So I kind of turned my head and saw the pro wrestling aspect and saw how popular it was, and I went that way. And then when the time came for me to, turn the other cheek and go with MMA in 2003, I broke my neck. So it really never worked out for me. And, you know, I'm not upset about it because I'm a huge fan. I love it. I respect all the fighters. But if I do get an opportunity somewhere along the line the next year or two, I'll do it. But I need the proper training. A lot of companies, I don't want to name anybody, but a lot of groups have tried to rush me into fighting rather than taking the time and let me train, getting the right training and the right, you know, studying my opponent and stuff. They kind of wanted to launch it thinking, hey, we're going to make a million buys with Kurt Angle versus whoever. And I just didn't feel it was right. I felt like I was being rushed. So unfortunately, those didn't work out. But, you know, I'm real happy with TNA and the progress we're making. So right now, wrestling's my first priority.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of great things on TNA. I mean, your character seems to, grow and develop with each coming week on Impact and bringing back kind of the old Kurt Angle in terms of really getting to see your personality and the different sides of your personality. And this coming Sunday is the Turning Point pay-per-view where you'll be involved in a six-man match with the new Angle Alliance of Tom Cohn, AJ Styles against the Outsiders or the Over the Hillers, as you refer to them, and Samoa Joe. How do you like, you know, what's going on with your character in TNA and the title run and where things stand for the upcoming year?
Well, one thing I want the fans to understand is, you know, bringing in guys like Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, this isn't to bring poison back to wrestling or to affect wrestling. These guys are here to help bring out the younger guys. And guys like Samoa Joe affiliating with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, I think it's going to help Samoa Joe. Guys like AJ Styles and Tom Coe, you know, affiliating with me and Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, I think it's going to help those guys in the long run. So, you know, TNA, you know, we got a lot of young guys. A lot of guys aren't quite as known as some of the guys in WWE. So once these guys get more established, you know, we're going to have a really, really good run in TNA, and we're going to be able to compete with WWE. But, you know, that day is going to come, but it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of hard work and a lot of progression with the wrestlers themselves. I mean, they have to understand that, you know, wrestling isn't just going out there and doing a bunch of moves. Wrestling is about telling a story in your match and outside your match as a character. So, you know, a lot of these guys are starting to get it, and you're starting to see the growth of some of these guys like Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, and especially guys like James Storm and Robert Roode, who deserve to have their break at the top.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And more to that point, and you look at that card, and you mentioned Samoa Joe being in there with yourself and Hall and Nash, as well as Styles and Tomko. But you look at some of the other fights on that card, or matches on that card, you know, with Booker T being teamed up with Kaz and Christian being teamed up with Robert Roode, and even a guy like Johnny Devine being teamed up with Team 3D. I mean, it seems as though TNA right now, and I absolutely tip my hat to them, is trying to build up those new stars and not just trying to rehash the old characters and group together the guys who were so used to seeing go up against each other, but really trying to give the rub, so to speak, to some of those younger guys.
That's exactly it, and that's what we're trying to do. That's what Dixie Carter and Jeff Jarrett have in mind. Vince Russo is a writer. He also has that in mind, and basically all we're trying to do is give these guys a rub, give these guys the ability to have a shot at making it, as high as they can on the card. And the only way to do that is by affiliating them with the popular name. So you're right. That's what we're doing. And, God willing, it'll work out in the long run. I think, I think Kaz is a great wrestler, incredible wrestler. I had an incredible match with him about 3 weeks ago. I think that Robert Roode is well on his way. James Storm, Team 3D bringing in Divine, I think, is a great idea. I mean, now we're springing off, and you're seeing things like that happen. Samoa Joe being with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, you know, a lot of people will say, well, that's only because, Samoa Joe be the only guy in there taking bumps. That's not the reason. The reason is we want to give Samoa Joe a little bit more of a rub, a little bit more of a character-building process. We think that he'll be able to let loose with Kevin Nash and Scott Hall and be able to bring more of his character out. So, I mean, AJ Styles is doing an incredible job with his character, although he's kind of the class clown. I think he's over now, more over now than he's ever been. So it's really working out for him. And, guys like Tomko, when the time's right, I think we can turn Tomko baby and he can have a really good run.
And how are you liking working with your wife now? It's been, several months, and you guys have clearly established yourself as the first family of TNA wrestling, and now being teamed up with guys like Styles and Tomko, and you're doing a lot of great things with Jeremy Borash as well in some of those skits. How has the experience been of having your wife out there on the road with you at all the shows?
Well, she's been a wrestling fan her whole life, but she was never interested in being in wrestling. And one night we just decided to do a little program with Samoa Joe, and we didn't know Karen was going to be that good. And before I knew it, Dixie Carter and Jeff Jarrett said, this woman's going to be big money. And they offered her a contract, and her and I looked at each other, and, it was a limited schedule, and, because our kids are first, my kids, Kira and Cody, and she decided, okay, I'll do it. And right now, she's in the process of doing a show out in L.A., a reality show, and she seems to be very in high demand right now. So I'm really shocked because the turnaround. I'm home with the kids right now. She's on the road, so it's kind of funny. But Karen was a natural. She is a natural, and I think a lot of people are surprised because she's never had any kind of acting skills or acting classes or any kind of she's never been involved in wrestling. This is her first time, and she's doing an incredible job.
And are you able to talk a little more about what kind of reality show she's going to be working on, or is that kind of hush-hush at this point?
Kind of hush right now. It's more of a pilot, but it'll end up on a network somewhere. But she's doing something out there, and she's really working hard at it. It's a 4-day shoot, and basically she said she's working really hard from the early in the morning, from 5 in the morning till about 10 at night, and she's getting a little taste of what it's all about and making shows like that. So, I told her she should do it for her own good, and so she went out there. She didn't want to leave her kids, but I just said, I think this will help your career. I think this will help TNA. And so she went out there, and basically she's doing it, basically for the team. So I think, her and I have been invited to the Spike Video Game Awards to hand out an award. Surprisingly, they asked Karen to go as well. So, Karen's actually making a really big impact on everything, and I'm not surprised. I'm just really elated that she's been able to pick up very quickly.
Are you concerned at all with, sometimes in wrestling when you have, families brought out into the forefront, there could be problems? Is that something that you had to think about before actually going ahead with it?
You know what, Karen and I, we've already been through all that. We've been married for, 9 years, 10 years now. you know, we've been through a lot. We've been separated a couple times, and we made it through, and we know that wrestling is not going to affect our relationship. A lot of times people get into wrestling, and then they start the relationship. Karen and I have been, you know, way back before I even thought about wrestling. So it's a different situation, and Karen and I made it through the storm, and nothing's going to keep her and I from being together. So, no, we're not affected by it. She completely has faith in me when I go out on the road, and I completely have faith in her. So it's one of those things that it's not going to hurt our relationship. Every once in a while she gets a little stressed out because, you know, at TVs and stuff, you know, she'll have a lot of stuff to do, and she's really not used to that. I'm kind of more laid back because I know that a lot of stuff might be thrown at me one night. And, you know, as her being a rookie, quote unquote, she gets a little bit uptight. I kind of laugh because it reminds me of myself when I first started. So I just kind of don't say anything and let her kind of get through it on her own.
Kurt, I want to switch gears for a second, and I'm really happy to hear that everything's working out well with your wife and TNA in general. But, you know, I read an interview recently with The Rock and The Observer, and he mentioned that you were actually one of his top five favorite opponents. And I thought that was an unbelievable compliment on his part, simply because he's been in the ring with some of the best out there. And you guys have obviously had some great battles with each other, including your first major one, which was in the 2000 No Mercy event, where you won the title from him. What did you think of The Rock bestowing that compliment upon you?
I'm surprised. I really am. Because, you know, Rock and I, we had a lot of matches, but it was when I just started. I mean, I really didn't know much about the business. I wasn't, quote unquote, a great wrestler at the time, pro wrestler. You know, I was a beginner, and I was more of a listener than a leader. But Rock and I, you know, him and I connected because he always wanted to do a lot of, you know, exciting, you know, hokey spots and stuff. And you know, being an Olympic gold medalist, he thought I'd be offended by, you know, doing something stupid, but I wasn't like that. So I kind of agreed with everything he said. And I said, whatever's going to help your character and my character, let's do it. So I think that's why we connected so well. And we got in the ring, it was like magic. I mean, you know, we never, ever got in the ring in practice. We talked over just a little bit, and we got in the ring, and it was like magic. Every time we wrestled, we had a great match. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit because he helped get me, quote, over as a wrestler by being the champion. I won the title from him. That was my first title. So Rock has been my all-time favorite. And I wrestled some great guys, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Undertaker, who I have to say I had one of the greatest matches of all times with him, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio. I mean, you know, Christian Cage and Samoa Joe and even AJ Styles, and even a kid like Kaz, who I thought really surprised me in my match with him. But, you know, Rocky has been my all-time favorite because he's just so exciting. The fans were so behind him and so against me that it worked out so well.
Yeah, you really have, you know, generated this moniker of Ric Flair, the 21st century version of Ric Flair, in the sense that you can bring out a great match in any opponent, no matter the size, the height, the weight, or any of the above. Curious as to if you can kind of talk about off the top of your head, what would be like your top three favorite matches of all time? I mean, an extensive list, and you touched on them in your previous answer, but are there three that really stick out as your personal favorites?
Yeah, you know what? It's really tough to say. You know, when I look at it, I'm not bragging or anything. I'm actually putting my opponents, I'm complimenting my opponents. But I have had so many great matches, and it's kind of hard to pick three. But I'd have to say the best one I've ever had was Chris Benoit, the submission match at the Royal Rumble. I think it was 2003. You know, the thing about wrestling is, like I said, telling that story, and Chris and I were technical wrestlers, and we went out there, and if you watch the match, it's 30 minutes long, but, you know, there was only one punch thrown, and we only hit the ropes once. So, basically, we were in the middle of the ring wrestling, and that's what it's all about, and we had the fans on the edge of their seat the whole match. So I have to say that has to be one of the greatest matches of all times. And I compliment Chris Benoit for being such a great wrestler. But, you know, my match with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania was another incredible match. And, you know, a guy like Rey Mysterio, I've had dozens of matches with him that I consider incredible matches. But one of my favorites of all times has to be The Undertaker at No Way Out. And I think it was 2006. We had an amazing match. My job as a wrestler in WWE and as in TNA as well is always to make my opponent look good. That's what I'm good at. And those kind of guys like Undertaker, you don't have to make him look good. He's good as he is. But him and I had a different kind of match. I mean, we started out wrestling. And then we started hitting finishes, and before we knew it, we were trading off submissions, and the fans bought into it. And Undertaker isn't really known as a submission wrestler, but the match was so well put together and came across so well that I consider that one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, and if I could throw two more into the mix, for me personally, Backlash of 2002 against Edge, I love the finish to that match. And as well, speaking of great finishes, your match against Eddie Guerrero at WrestleMania 20, just very unique and creative ways to end a match. And I thought your performance in both of those, as well as, you know, countless others, was tremendous.
Go ahead. You know what? All my matches with Eddie and Edge were all awesome. It's just hard for me to pick one of them, but you pointed out Backlash with the Edge was awesome. I really enjoyed that. And Eddie came up with that finish for WrestleMania, and I give him all the credit in the world. But wrestling him was like, you know, you didn't even have to think. Eddie had such good ring savvy, and he just knew what he was doing all the time. And he was the kind of guy that, you know, I was a ring general. I like to call all my matches. Even with Chris Benoit, I called all the matches. But with Eddie was a very stubborn wrestler. He liked to call the matches. So Eddie was probably the only guy that I really let call all the matches, you know, in the ring. And Eddie was so good at that I trusted him wholeheartedly. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
You can catch Kurt Angle this Sunday at 8 p.m. on pay-per-view. TNA Turning Point, a big six-man main event where he'll be teaming with AJ Styles and Tomko going up against Hall, Nash, and Samoa Joe. Kurt, thanks so much for taking the time today, and we hope to do it again sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you know, and with all these new guys coming up like Kaz, and, you know, I know pretty soon I'll be doing an angle with Christian Cage, which I will say right now, when we do our match, it will be match of the year. Guys like that, and I've had some great matches with Samoa Joe, and I can't wait to wrestle AJ Styles. There are a lot of different stories and angles that I can do in TNA that I wasn't able to do in WWE, so I'm real excited to be with this company. It's really, really pumping me up, and I actually have my passion back again. I started to lose it there near the end of WWE, and now I have it back.
Yeah, and it's clearly coming through the television screen. It seems as though the old Kurt Angle is back, and just keep on churning out those great performances, and surely another one to come this Sunday. And like you said, lots of great opponents in line for 2008 and beyond. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Thank you, Ariel. Talk to you soon, man.